Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tell me about your dream.
I was back in high school. And I was supposed to take a test.
I was naked at work again.
I was driving my car and I couldn't control it. Then I fell off a cliff with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do you know what this dream means?
She can weave it.
Yes.
That's right.
And at this point, okay, save it for next week because we got a full deck here.
Who do we have first, Lex?
All right, Carol's up first. Good morning, Carol. What is your dream? Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. My dream, well, first of all, in one of the Indiana Jones movies, there's a scene where Harrison Ford is running away from a very large rock. Mm-hmm. And in dream, I am being chased by this very large cheese ball. And I run down my driveway and into the garage, and this cheese ball follows me and smashes into the garage, and the garage explodes, and I am sitting on the floor eating cheese. Gosh. And I wake up.
Okay, all right.
And it happened, this is a Friday night dream, so it was recent.
Great. That means you need to reflect on what happened on Thursday. So food is knowledge, and there's something that you feel like is a big issue that you've just learned about that you feel like is a little bit overwhelming for you. It's sort of taking over your life. And it is, you feel like you're a victim of this knowledge, and it seems to be pursuing you like Indiana Jones. Like you said, you're making it bigger than what it is. Okay, and then you came to a realization that it's not as big of a deal as what you made it out to be. And then you're in your house, or a house, you said. Whose house is it?
It was my house.
It was
actually the garage.
The garage, right. Okay, but in your house, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so garage is where you house your car. Your car is your body. So this big piece of information or this knowledge has something to do with your physical body. So that is what you are reflecting on. And then you just eat cheese. So you're taking in that knowledge and you're accepting it. Now, this sounds like something that, you know, sometimes we really over-dramatize what's happening in our daily lives. So if you can't think of anything that's that significant or big, look at, just review the entire day. There could have been something that you learned that was like a big deal and then you realized it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Oh, good. Okay, Carol.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Lex, I can't decide whether being chased by a cheese ball is a nightmare or a,
it's fantastic,
an awesome dream. I'm not sure.
It's fantastic,
wow.
Lex.
Okay.
Up next, we have Diane. Good morning, Diane. What's your dream?
Hi. Okay, in my dream, the town is being evacuated because of fire. Before I leave my house, I go to retrieve my dad's wedding ring and my mom, a ring of mom's, which they're both deceased. I could not find them. Before I leave town, I have to stop out of the prison, and I want to have a prisoner escape, I mean, help a prisoner escape and go with me. I don't know who that person is. An officer tells me to ask another officer because they're going to get fired anyway, and that's my dream.
Okay. Mm. Well, fire is purification. In this dream, you're dreaming. You're also dreaming about saving your dad, your mom and dad's wedding rings.
Right.
So that's a commitment that they made to each other. Marriage is a commitment, and within the dreamer, a man and a woman coming together is a commitment to self and what the self needs to learn in this, in your earth suit as you're here on this planet. So
earth
it sounds
suit.
Really deep, but basically. You're acknowledging that your subconscious mind and your conscious mind need to come together to create new things, which is you, because your mom and dad created you. So you're starting over for some reason. And this has to do with, this prisoner is an undisciplined part of yourself that you're trying to set free. So I think that you're trying to say, okay, if I want to get to the root of what I need to do to be here and my purpose here. I need to let go of all those times that I punish myself for being undisciplined. I'm basically telling you, you need to loosen up, Diane. Okay? You get caught up in being so restricted when it comes to how to create things. Sometimes the process just needs to come organically.
Okay.
Got it.
Sounds
right,
good.
So you're starting over
Thank
from
you.
Scratch, all right?
Thanks.
All right. Bye, Diane.
Okay. Lex, who
Ooh,
do we have
prisoner's
next?
Purpose. Okay. Christina's next. Good morning, Christina. What's your dream?
My dream is actually not mine. It's my son's. And my son, who is almost 10, keeps having the same dream where a large marble is swirling around inside of his head in an uncomfortable way, like pressing on the inside of his head, and then it finally goes down into his stomach, but he can't get it out.
Okay. So it's a little bit harder to interpret other people's dreams, especially a kid, because, you know, they're going through a lot of changes and stuff like that. I'll do my best, though. So if he's having this dream repeatedly, it's a reoccurring dream. This is about the process of his mind, his intellect, and his way of thinking. He's probably a pretty smart kid, and he feels overwhelmed by the ability to organize his thoughts and process his thoughts. So much so that it can sometimes indicate that he has a hard time processing knowledge, because food is knowledge. So this marble, which he realizes that learning should be fun, but sometimes that game can become overwhelming to him. And he really takes it internally. So it's moving down his body into his stomach where he would process knowledge. And he has a hard time with that. So,
well, that's exactly what's going on.
So. He's starting school. Oh. He's probably feeling overwhelmed. He might have ADHD. I don't want to label or anything like that.
Yeah, he does have a little bit of that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is what he feels overwhelmed by that. So just the fact that you acknowledge what's going on, he'll make it through this. And that's what he's dreaming about.
Fantastic.
Thank you,
okay, thank you, Christina.
All right.
Alexis,
yes,
who do we
Jason.
Have next?
Tatiana's next. Good morning, Tatiana. Tell John your dream.
All right. So, morning, guys.
Morning.
I've been having a recurring dream, like, for the last month. And I listened to your dream thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call. But it's about me. I was not born in the United States, so I end up in the country, like a different, like at my house or seeing people, seeing family, and then I wake up, you know, like a cold sweat because it's not real, and I was like, oh, that was just a dream. I thought I was really back there, but I'm not.
Okay.
And I'm just going...
Okay, so this has to do with, so you're going back to the country of your origin. This has to do with a longstanding attitude that you have. Okay, so it's a town you're familiar with, so it's a familiar attitude. You have to think about what you think about the Ukraine, and that is personal to you. So, and then you have to see how that pattern is, you know, it keeps coming back to you. So you have to look at how you feel about that place where you lived and how that is coming into your life now. So it's all about your attitude about the country and living there. Maybe you're nostalgic, maybe you didn't like it. That is you just need to reflect on that and how that's working into this life now.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tatiana.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank
you. Thank you, guys.
We have one more.
Yes, we do. Round this baby up. Jennifer's on the line. Good morning, Jennifer. What's your dream?
Good morning. My dream is that I am in my parents', the house I grew up in the basement bathroom. And I am sitting over the tub and I start having, this is gross, diarrhea. And I panic, and I say, oh, my God, I'm not supposed to be in here. And so then I start trying to make my way over to the toilet, and there's a little bit of poo, and then there's pee on the floor, and I make it over to the toilet, but I'm still trying to clean up somehow what's left on the floor.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
So
nightmare.
There are a couple of major symbols here. The basement, those are lower level thoughts. So your mind is the top level of a house would be like what's closest to God. If you're dreaming about the attic, that's closest to your subconscious mind. Then you get to your superconscious mind. Then you get to your subconscious mind. Then we're going down, down, down. So you're having low level thoughts. It has to do with purifying and cleansing your thoughts. So that's what the bathroom indicates. Whenever you get your thoughts out that are negative or nasty, which would be low-level thoughts, sometimes we release those and we say things out loud that we felt like we should have kept inside.
Mm.
And that's what happened. You probably said something that you might have regretted, or you let go of something. And that's when we dream about going to the bathroom all over the place.
Oh.
And not being able to control it.
Fast.
Can I just cry now?
Spot on. Oh, is that spot on? Okay, Jennifer. You know what? It happens to everybody. I have that, and I dream about doing it in an airport a lot, where I'm going to the bathroom in front of a whole bunch of people. So,
fascinating.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? It's okay to have negative thoughts, and getting them out in a constructive way is fine, too. You're just trying to find out how to balance that in your life.
Jennifer,
thank you, Don.
Lex, Don, and I would be going to the bathroom all over the place if we didn't have a radio show to share our thoughts. Yeah. That has been Dreamweaver Dawn, everybody. If you had a dream and you didn't get through, don't worry. We do it every Monday at 8:30.